The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Expository Thursday. Expository Thursday, as we work together to know the letter better into the narrative of the Book of Acts, we travel to understand the things the Lord requires of us. We seek to bring glory to God in the name of Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Spirit. First, we are witnesses, not we are all evangelists, not we are all Billy Grahams or Oral Roberts. We are witnesses, all of us. Like a courtroom, we testify. We listen respectfully. We respond. We tell the truth, even if what we say sounds goofy, as long as it's the truth of God's work in our lives. Next, the right hand of God. What is Jesus doing? He's playing checkers. Okay, no, Jesus is not playing checkers. He's interceding for us. That is the ministry that Jesus occupies until he returns. You know, Jesus, he's really good at his ministries, isn't he? And to intercede for us, well, by golly, he must know what's going on in our lives. And finally, for my you died in the wool friends of mine, you might be a little bit shocked, but it's okie dokie. Remember, I love you. Jesus received the Holy Spirit to share with people as he sees fit. Did you hear that line? Jesus received the Holy Spirit to share with people as he sees fit. He gives this aspect of God, of himself, to those who believe. It is his gift, and he pours it out. But not just once. In fact, according to Jesus, this might be the big miss in the church. He gives the Spirit as many times as we ask. Wow. Then maybe we should ask for more.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. That's what yesterday's show was all about. Politics, entertainment, and current events. I don't know how much that'll be in there. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us at 972-445-0770. It's 972-445-0770. Well, you'll talk to Terrific T. Just for a moment, though. You don't want to be talking her ear off. You get to talk to her, and she'll put you on hold, and then you get to answer trivia questions or share a prayer request, or perhaps you have a praise report, or maybe you're sharing something the Lord has been working on in your life. Any of that is okie dokie for us, because we want to have that Christian community mentality. Keeping it simple, here's your first trivia question. Yes, it's easy. Yes, it's easy. Jesus said, I am the true blank, and my Father is the husbandman. I am the true, what was Jesus talking about? This is John, the Gospel of John, chapter 15, the very beginning of the chapter. I am the true what? The only hint I will give you besides John 15 is licorice. Licorice. Ha! That's right. Sometimes we make it fun. If you know what I'm talking about and you haven't fallen off your chair yet, you can call 972-445-0770 Or you can text in 214-210-8483. Joy, Ann, and Cordelia stepping up right away. I think that hint was pretty good. I am the true blank, and my father is the husbandman. And your hint, fun hint, is licorice. This is in John chapter 15, verse 1, if you think you know. Let's do this. I do want to make everybody know or make you aware of, I can do this, that if you have something that you want to share, it doesn't matter. It's really open for whatever conversation you want to have, and that's because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. It's the David Spoon Experience, so I certainly hope you buckle up. Before we get to that, let's do a quick reminder of our website, because that's the place you have an opportunity to give. And if you're able to, we'd like you to. And if you can't, don't worry about it. Very simple, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, somebody calling in, so that's good. We got people answering through the text, so that's good. More people answering through the text. You know, I like that. I say that, and then more people answer. It's just like, wow. And sometimes I can even reply to you guys during the show. It's really, it's kind of fast. But sometimes it's really hard. Okay, just to let you know, I got like 9 texts in the last 10 seconds. So my reply is not going to be much. Although the hint was pretty good. I got to say, I think the hint was good. Okay, I am the true, and then licorice. Okay, so that person was not going to be able to call, so we're going to wait on that. I do want to tell you a quick story. Again, if you want to call in, you can. Then we'll get into our teaching. Our text is 214-210-8483. Our call, 972-445-0770. I just want to tell you this, and I'm going to take about 30 seconds. Now somebody else calling back in, but I'm going to tell you about 30 seconds. Ready? I went to the dentist, as I told you guys, right? And they had to do a lot of work. So they did 4 hours of dental work. Lots of fun. Yay. Anyway, the dentist told me, Dave, you're too forceful when you brush, and you have to use a softer brush. Those Morpherm brushes for you are not a good idea. And she said, be better if you can get like a little electronic one or a battery operated one or something. And I thought, oh, I don't want to spend any money. And then my brilliant best friend, best person ever in the world, wife, she has one, and she got it from Walmart. So I said, I'm going to go to Walmart and see what they have just to check it out. I was able to get the exact one I wanted, ready, for $3.97. That's great. That's less than a toothbrush. Then, as I was purchasing and going through it, they're like, do you want to get the warranty on this? Like, no. $3.90. Do I want the warranty? No, I don't want a warranty on $3.90. I'm thinking if it goes for 2 years, I'll buy another one. I just thought that was funny. All right, do we have somebody that is, in fact, calling in? All right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, good afternoon, David. This is Al.
Hi, brother. How are you? Been praying for you. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great to hear your voice. All right, this is a classic, but I think it's more classic because I did give a little bit of a hint. So Jesus said, I am the true blank, and my father is a husbandman. What is the answer? Jesus is the true.
Now, which translation are you taking this
okay.
out of?
That's why I went with the licorice as the hint. Think of licorice.
Okay.
What's the one of the favorite licorices out there? And then you should be able to assess the answer.
I don't like licorice. I'm a big dude, and that is the one candy I do not like.
All right.
I'm going to go with the true vine.
That is correct, sir! That is 100% correct, and the licorice was red vines. So it's like, that's why I went with that as a hint. Excellent job.
That's a flavor?
Yeah, it's a brand. It's red, called Red Vines.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Pretty popular. I mean, it's pretty popular. So I actually had some people texting going, "That I needed that." Excellent job, bro. That was perfect. You did an excellent job.
Very good.
Awesome.
All right, well, y'all have a great day.
All right, my brother. And everybody will keep praying for you and the family. Just everybody keep him in prayer. He's our good brother. We love him in the Lord. Okay? All right.
I appreciate it. Thank y'all.
You got it. God bless you.
Take care.
Bye-bye. All right, let me get into this text. I only got like a minute and a half. I'm going to have to go like a minute over because I can't just do 1 minute, right? Is that okay? Okay. Yeah, we should probably do the sound. I'm so far behind. It's hilarious. All right, let's do our sound for expository teaching.
Wow! 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 All I can say is wow! 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 All I can say is wow!
Okay, I have to do that. You folks, it's just too hard to explain why. It's not even. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll kind of cue you in on where we're heading. All right. Verse 31 of Acts 2. This is still Peter talking. Peter has this great big first sermon. We know it's under the power of the Holy Spirit. We know that he spent time with Jesus, but that is not a reason for him to all of a sudden know all these passages. We know that this is the Lord working in his life, and that's kind of fantastic stuff. I think anytime the Holy Spirit comes on, you know, that's when you say something to somebody, and as soon as you say it, you go, "Where'd that come from?" It came from the Lord. That's where it came from. This is what he said in Acts 2:31. Foreseeing this, David spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses. So I want to just take this moment to kind of alleviate everybody to stop thinking that you all need to be like Billy Graham or like Oral Roberts or anybody else that you want to, you know, Finney or anybody else you want to use in John Wesley or any, like I said, anybody else. You're not them. Okay? You know who you are? You. You know who God made you? You. You know how God designed you? Perfectly. He doesn't make mistakes. Yes, sin corrupted you, but God got his creation the way he wanted it. Put your fingerprints on you. Put your eye prints in you. You're all set. Your job is not to be obnoxious. Your job is to be willing. And being a willing vessel means that from time to time, if an opportunity arises or you see that opportunity or the Holy Spirit makes it clear, you are encouraged and commanded, did you hear what I just said, to be a witness. Does that mean you have to know exactly what to say? No, it doesn't. What you can do anytime you're witnessing is just tell people what God has done for you through the redeeming work of Jesus Christ. That is your witness. That's all you got to do. What happened to you? Tell them. Oh, the Lord saved me from me being stupid. I could just open up with that line and go hours and hours and hours. Just tell them what he did. You don't have to have it down. You don't have to, oh, I got to say it perfect. I got to think it perfect. I got to do it. No, you don't. You can just say, God helped me. I was in a bad place. He helped me. That is all you have to say. Right? Be a witness, which means testify to that which God has done in your life through Jesus Christ. That's it. You don't have to be an evangelist. Be yourself. But share what God did. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Okay? All right. All right, we're going to take our break. So we're about 2 minutes back, but that's all right. You guys can kind of figure out how we're going to do this. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
First and foremost, we want to review our most important element of the day, and that is our DNA. Why is DNA important? Because a Christian should know what they're made of no matter what they're going through. Can I say this again as I've said it before? Let me do it real quick. Ready? More news is coming. I know it sounds prophetic, doesn't it? More, even different news today, tomorrow, and the next day, and for the next week, and the next month, and the next year, and the next decade. da-da-da. That's good. So in lieu of that, we have to have a certain way, and we need to be. Our DNA, Christian DNA, has three elements. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Number two, never be ashamed. Never be ashamed of the Lord and his words. And A, always be ready to
serve.
There you go. So it's three simple things. DNA.
If Jesus.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Most of you are trying to figure out how they get back so fast. We control the things that you're hearing. Ooh, okay. I think that was what, Twilight Zone or, you know, whatever that is, Outer Limits or Outer Limits. That's what it was. Here's the next trivia question. Who said, how can a man be born when he is old? How can a man be born when he is old? Although I'm not sure he said it with that kind of disgust. It might have been more like, how can a man be born when he is old? Maybe more like that. That was probably more the spirit of it. If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770, or you can text in 214-210-8483. Who said that? How can a man be born when he is old? Right? Can he go back in his mom's womb? No. Who said that? If you think you know. Now, everybody who texted, by the way, we had a multitude of texters. Every person got it right. That is pretty impressive. I mean, I'm impressed. Yeah. That is good. All right. And in lieu of that, I have a couple of jokes for you. See, one thing has nothing to do with the other. If you haven't figured that out, I can't help you. Thank you very much. All right, here you go. This is good for Aunt Deb. Aunt Deb will like this if she's listening, which I think she is. What did Daniel tell his real estate agent? What did Daniel, remember Daniel? What did Daniel tell his real estate agent? I prefer a house with no den. See, because he was in the den. Okay, fine. Well, I thought it was a little funny. All right, here we go. Learning, this is a cute story. Learning the Lord's Prayer, a three-year-old was learning to pray, and she was learning to pray the Lord's Prayer. Mom was teaching her, and she was learning it from her mom. So for several evenings, they practice it together. And then one night, the daughter announced that she was ready to say it on her own. The mother was filled with pride as she listened to her daughter say it perfectly all the way to the end, except when she said this. Lead us not into temptation, the daughter recited, but deliver us from email. Amen. That's pretty funny. deliver us from email. Email. Okay. I think stuff like that's funny. You guys just going to have to work through it. The rest of these aren't that funny, or we've already done them, so I'm not going to do them again. So those are the two jokes I'm going to go with, right? So it's kind of a split, you know, one yes and one kind of 50-50, right? All right, I'll take it. I'll take it. Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. The trivia question. Boy, I guess this stumped some people. There was somebody who came to Jesus, a Pharisee by nature, and had asked, how can a man be born when he is old? The answer to this, by the way, is in John chapter 3. Who said that? If you think you know the answer, you can call in 972-445-0770 or text 214-210-8483. To the text we will go, okay? I mean, to the Bible text, not the phone text. Okay, I said that wrong. Okay, so we just talked about this one interesting element. Now let's go into this next one. So Peter said, this Jesus God had raised up, of which we are all witnesses. Cool. This is verse 32, verse 33. Therefore, oh, somebody calling in. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, okay, and we're going to stop right there, being exalted to the right hand of God, going to stop that right there, going to take our trivia answer if the person's got the trivia answer, going to do our best to do that, but I want to talk to you about Jesus being exalted to the right hand of God, because a lot of people don't understand that Jesus, ready? Jesus has a new job. You think, what do you mean Jesus has a new job? No, he's got a new job. I'm not kidding. He's got a new job. Jesus has a new job. We're going to talk about what that job is right after we have this person answer the trivia question, right? Okay, we ready? Okay. Okay, did you get an answer to the trivia? Okay, all right, here we go. This is David. Mm-hmm. Who am I talking to?
Yes, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary!
And I know the answer, of course.
Okay.
John, the Gospel of John is one of my favorite Gospels. It's probably my favorite, actually.
Okay, and who did it?
I think John is my favorite.
Who asked that question, then? Who asked that question? Of how can a man be born in his mother again?
That was Nicodemus.
That is correct, Mary!
He was a Pharisee, of course. I know that, right?
Good job, Mary. That's the way to do it. Excellent job. All right, and then T said you might have a question?
Yes, this is in the Gospel of John, the 8th chapter, the 56th verse.
Okay.
Your father Abraham... your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was glad. And I want to know what day this is. Is it the day when he was crucified or rose from the dead, or was it the day he was born, or that Jesus was born, or what? This is what Jesus said to them. You know, Moses was glad. Not Moses. Excuse me, Abraham. Abraham rejoiced to see my day. Do you know what day?
Yeah,
that was
I'm going to. Yeah, if you hang up and listen to the answer, I'm going to give you kind of a very brief theology on that, if I can. So go ahead and hang up, but then listen, and then I'll give you an answer to it. Okay, because it's going to take a few seconds.
Oh,
okay. Can you do that? Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
All right. I'm going to answer Mary's
question.
Bye-bye, Mary. I'm going to answer her question because it's a fascinating question. So Jesus said, you know, Abraham saw my day. He saw it and rejoiced. And so people are like, well, how did that happen? And we know that the gospel was preached beforehand, according to Galatians, to Abraham, or through Abraham, that the gospel was announced because many nations were going to be blessed in him. That's what Galatians teaches. This is the theory. I'm not going to, you know, go on a limb and fall off for it. But the theory is, remember how God had said to Abraham, shall we withhold this thing we're going to do from our friend Abraham, being that he's a prince and so on and so forth. And so many people believe that God revealed or showed Abraham what was going to take place, not just for Sodom and Gomorrah, but what God's plan was of redemption, and that his faith was active or alive in that process. We know his faith was alive because of Genesis 15:6, and that's how Abraham saw it. Other people think, well, this is when Abraham got to heaven and then he saw it. I don't really have a problem with that. What I absolutely believe is Abraham knew that God had a plan of redemption. God probably showed it to him because God showed him stuff. We know that from the text, and Abraham was probably like, yay! Okay, that's how I would answer that. Okay? All right. That's first. Second, Mary did an excellent job answering. The answer was Nicodemus. Very good job, Mary. Thank you. Hopefully that'll help you a little bit, and we can do a little bit of further study and review on that if anybody else wants to. Let's go back to our text. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, many people forget that Jesus, after he taught his disciples in Acts chapter 1, ascended to the Father and went to the right hand of the Father. So what's Jesus doing? Playing checkers? No. I mean, if it was between him and the Father, that game would be the same all the time. Draw, 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 draw. Here's what we know Jesus is doing. Romans 8:34. Who is condemned? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Hebrews chapter 7, verse 25. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, since he always lives to intercede for them. What do we know by this stuff? What we know by this stuff and what we understand by this stuff is Jesus has a new ministry once the resurrection took place, and once he ascended, he's at the right hand of the Father, and his ministry is praying for us. Now, that should give you a huge amount of confidence and comfort, because Jesus doesn't pray prayers that aren't answered. Jesus, let me say it differently, doesn't petition the Father or make a request that doesn't get granted. So Jesus is interceding for us. By the way, the Holy Spirit's also interceding for us, Romans chapter 8, verse 26. So we've got this covered on all the ends. And here's the thing you got to remember. Jesus has an active ministry and will do so until he returns, in which he will set up some form of a kingdom, maybe not exactly the way that people think, but something. What we know for sure is this. Jesus is praying for you. He's interceding for you. We use that word prayer because it's more of a generic term, and that would be accurate, but he's interceding. He's stepping in between, not just from his redemptive point of view, which is one way, but from his petitioning point of view, which is another way. There are times where I sit there and I say, and it's okay, you can do this. There's nothing wrong with this. Jesus, I need you to pray for me. I'm really doing this terrible. Please intercede for me. There's nothing wrong with that. That's what Jesus does. That's his ministry. And then Jesus said, when you ask me something, okay, so we can talk to him. Ask him. Okay, great. And him praying for me, interceding for me, petitioning for me. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds like a good thing. So Jesus is active in ministry. It's one of those things people think, well, Jesus is up in heaven. He's just around twiddling his thumbs, doing nothing, waiting for the trumpet. He knows what's going on in your life. Everything. That's how he intercedes for you, because he knows every nuance, every feeling, good and bad, faith and doubt, life and otherwise. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Just as I am, he reached down and saved me.
The David Spoon Experience.
I am such a sinner. Not just a sinner. I am such a sinner. I'm like the biggest sinner ever. That's how I felt. And then it was the understanding that God really cared about me. And therein lies the key. Because God did care. He does care. And it's the same for you. You're listening to me. He does care. And that pain you're going through, it makes him weep. And you might say, well, you can't back that up spiritually or scripturally. Yes, I can. John chapter 11, verse 35. Jesus wept, not for Lazarus. Lazarus was getting up in 5 minutes, but all the grief and the pain around him. Come on. God has a heart. His heart's bigger than your heart. So here's part of the things that I'm skipping light years. I'm just going past it. But it's like when that guy started crying and I started getting mad, and then he said it was, this is how the Lord feels for you, and this is the Lord's heart for you. It just showed me I'm so hard-hearted. I'm like a rock, but not in a good way. You know, I'm like a dumb rock. Like, oh man, what's the matter with me? And so, you know what he did when he was done doing that? Because now I'm gone, right? Because now, you, how do you think after that happens? How do you think I feel? Okay, so now I'm like, please pray for me. That's right, because I'm just lost. And he prays for me, and it's powerful. It's like, you know, it's unbelievable. It's just really, very, really powerful. Here's the thing that leads up to it. Now, are we ready? And that is the powerful point, especially when he cried. But it turns out that I went to that church for a little while. You want to hear something absolutely, positively, mind-blowing, amazing? 3 months later, on a Sunday night, I was preaching in that church. And I was preaching Romans 1:16. The very first thing I ever taught in my life. In that church.
and Pastor David Huntsworth Church, Abundant Life in Dillon, Colorado. And I'll tell you one thing that I hope you really hear, and that is that one experience so affected me, I was never the same person again. It just showed me that God really does care. We're pretty hard-hearted. Yeah, we're kind of, we're mashugi from time to time. Not God. He's totally awesome.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Here's your next trivia question. Get ready. All right, get ready. Who in the Bible was called a man after God's own heart? Actually, the text is a man after my own heart. It's out of Acts chapter 13, but who is this referencing? Oh, boy. Who in the Bible was called a man after God's own heart? Who is a man after mine own heart? Who's that referencing? You can check it out in Acts chapter 13. That will give you the answers you're looking for. We did that. Let's do a website, a quick reminder on the website, because we like people to check out the website because we're weird. HeMustIncrease.org. Website, HeMustIncrease.org, HeMustIncrease.org. Email David at HeMustIncrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, trivia question. Who is a man after God's heart? Who is a man after his own heart? Somebody calling in on that. So we have a history that we're going to get to, but we want to be able to give the person a chance to answer. There was somebody special that was a man after God's heart. Who was that? I can't really give you any clues other than I can tell you that the quotation is coming from Acts 13. Then we're going to do history, and then I'm going to do a teaching where I want you guys to promise me you will love me even if you don't appreciate how it, or I don't want to say appreciate, even if you don't get how I'm going to share it, I'm going to do my best. Okay, so all I can do is the best I can do. Do your best. Pray that it's blessed. Let Jesus take care of the rest, okay? All right, got somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Ace.
Hey, Brother Ace. How are you, my good friend?
I'm hanging in there.
Do we need to pray for your health and your mind? Keep praying for that? You need people to keep praying for you?
Yes, sir. I need those prayers from everybody. It's so simple. I drove by a pasture, and there was a horse they put out there, a small horse, and didn't have no shelter, no cover. And I thought, man, that's going to be the cruelest thing you could do to that horse. I had a black horse at that, where it absorbs all that heat. I thought, man, there's something wrong. I'm going to do something bad if I go back here in a little bit, see if it's still there. I think about the horse. I think, well, I know what it's going through,
Yeah,
that's people, like we said before, a burden.
That's a good picture, and I'd like people in the audience to just remember that. So, and that's a communication picture. We call it communication picture. So, Brother Ace, feeling somewhat like that horse, no coverage, no this, be praying for him. That the Lord covers him, God has his angels next to him, and gives him his super strength to do all he needs to do. Right?
Amen,
my brother. Amen. I love you in the Lord. All right, now you got a classic question here. Who in the Bible was called a man after my own heart? Who is that referenced for?
Are you looking for King David?
That is correct, Amanda! Yes, sir. That's King David, man after my own heart. I always tell people that my parents named me after a king, and then I go, no, they didn't.
Yeah, you better watch that. You better watch that pride and humbleness, sir. Humble yourself. Hey, it's good to know that you got a great name, and name that's being forever and ever in the future. So, anyway, you can always tell King David that. My name's just like yours. So,
yeah.
Respect me a little bit.
Yeah.
Anyway,
he's going to look at me and say, can you write a psalm? And then I'm just going to walk away and go talk to Job.
Sorry, Tim, you got that covered.
That's hilarious.
All right, my brother. Love you guys, and always continue to connect with you. I thought I hooked up a monthly donation. Would you check and see? And if not, I kept looking because I thought I punched that in for y'all. Anyway, I don't see it, so I don't know. Can you tell if you're getting any money from me for the donation?
I will double check it and send you an email. I didn't see anything thus far or anything in the last little bit. But I will double check it for you, okay? And then send you off an email.
Yeah, do that, and I'll catch up, get you what you need, a little bit of what you need anyway.
You got it.
All right.
All right, my brother. All right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. Right. Brother Ace. I love Brother Ace. You know, I have to check. I don't even know. See, this is one of the bad things. I'm not really good at some of that stuff. So I do need to get in touch with it. All right. Let's do history, and then we go to this teaching where you guys are all going to think I've lost my mind. So let's go ahead and do history real fast.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
All right. For those that want to know, today is National Handshake Day, which doesn't seem like a good idea when they're doing the COVID thing, so I'm not sure. Sure how that works. National Bomb Pop Day, and that's the popsicle. The popsicle that's red, white, and blue.
Love that popsicle.
Love that popsicle, right? And I am a big popsicle fan. You like popsicles? I love popsicles.
Had one before I came here.
Oh, you are just so good. There's a reason that we get along so well. Other thing to tell you, just two other quick things, and we'll move on. 1948, on this day, they did selective service. That's when President Harry S. Truman signed the Act of Registration of Men Between 18 and 25. I don't know if they still do that. They still do that? I mean, I had to sign up for it, but I don't know if they still do that. And then in 1949, the first network television Western series, here's a piece of trivia that's useless but fun, Hop Along Cassidy was the first network television Western series in 1949. You can thrill all your friends with that brilliant information. Okay, we're done with that. Let's get into the teaching. Here we go. This is kind of like my favorite part. I'm going to read it from verse 31 and then key in on verse 33. He, referring to King David, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God raised up, of which we are all witnesses. We already talked about that. This Jesus God raised up, we are all witnesses. Therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, remember we talked about that, Jesus and his ministry of intercession, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. So one thing that does get missed, don't get mad at me, this is what the scripture says, no point in going, Dave, you can't, there's nothing you can say about that. Jesus, in going through the death, burial, and resurrection, was granted in the framework of the Trinity the ability to pour the Holy Spirit out as a gift to those who believe in him. And you're thinking, now, wait. You're telling me the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, they're three in one and they're one in three. And so Jesus, who's now at the right hand of the Father, pours out the Holy Spirit, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, and he pours that out on people who believe, yes, and because of that, what? Because of that, the ministry of Jesus Christ continues on the earth through his disciples. Ta-da! That's the big thing. You see, the idea, and I want to make sure that you guys understand this, the idea that we have such wonderful access to the Word of God now because of technology and the printing press and all those things is absolutely staggering and fantastic. But before that happened, before the Bible was printed, before people had access, there were still disciples being made. Well, how did that happen? Because the Holy Spirit was poured out into believers' lives and that ministry of the Holy Spirit sent to glorify Jesus and sent to expand the kingdom is the abiding of the Spirit living in believers. And you want to know why the scripture says be filled with the Spirit? Well, there you go. And if they outlaw the Bible as hate speech, which they're going to try and do no matter what you say to me, which they've already done in parts of England, and if certain bizarro leaders of certain wackadoodle churches keep saying you don't have to be following things specifically or strictly, you can just, you know, just have a freedom to interpret it any way you want, which is godless in its statement without a doubt, and they outlaw scripture and bury all the Bibles and get rid of all the technology, what will happen to the church? It will continue because the Holy Spirit lives in believers, and it is the Holy Spirit that carries on the ministry of Jesus, which is why Jesus said, these works shall you do, and greater works than these, not the quality, but the quantity. And that's what Peter is telling them. Peter is saying, hey, you see this, what's going on right here, this thing right here? We're teaching, we're preaching, we're telling you the truth. Guess what? This has happened because Jesus has ascended and the promised Holy Spirit given to him has been poured out on us. And then Peter says, poured out on us. This is what you right now, you're seeing this and you're hearing this. It's so wonderful. Right now, you're seeing this happen. The ministry of the Holy Spirit is involved in acknowledging that Jesus Christ is Lord and spreading that message through his people. And that gift of the Holy Spirit given to Jesus because of what he went through, right? He pours out now on those who believe. We talked about this in the last chapter. All you got to do is look at Luke chapter 11, verse 13. You sinful people, you know how to give good gifts to your children. How much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? We should be asking. We should be filled with the Spirit so we can be involved in advancing the kingdom of God on a regular basis. That is our responsibility. Okay? All right. All right, folks, we're going to take our break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Huh. Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle-aged line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a
penalty. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yes. Okay. Here's a kind of a riddle trivia question. Okay. It's kind of a riddle. I'm saying this to you ahead of time. Okay. All right. And I got to be really careful how I do this. Okay. Do not get offended if you do not get this. This is one of those that I'm giving you riddle on purpose. Something that is known amongst maybe, you know, various people. Who in the Bible could be called, maybe a little tongue-in-cheek, who in the Bible could be called Mr. Patience? Who in the Bible could be called Mr. Patience? Right? So this person who I'm talking about is an Old Testament character who is referenced in the New Testament as having great patience. Joanne and Cordelia, they're not even waiting. Bing, we know. We're right. You're right. Good job. There's the question. If you want to call in, you can. 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Al texting in, getting it as well. Everybody doing a great job there. Who in the Bible could you call, or could we call, Mr. Patience? Having a nice New Testament reference, this is an Old Testament character. Here's your only hint. His name has very few letters. That's it. Okay? I should have given a better hint. I know a great hint I could have given, but I can't do it. He's got very few letters. Old Testament person referenced in the New Testament. He's being very patient. Who is that? If you know, 972-445-0770. If you're not sure, 214-210-8483. Okay. I just want to give this other hint so bad. I have to. I just have to do it. I just can't control it. All right? Here's the other hint for his name. Many people think of him as employment. Let's see if you can pick it up from that one. Who would be the employment person? All righty. Let's finish the text here. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and I don't want you to get the wrong impression when I do this. When you're in the book of Acts, you cannot teach this book without making an emphasis on the Holy Spirit, because Luke, the author of Luke and the book of Acts, makes an emphasis on the Holy Spirit. There's no apology. You can give an apology for it, say anything like that. This is the process. But he does do these wonderful, wonderful things like that teaching we were just talking about. And then after we have this caller answer this question, I'm going to show you something that Peter says, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that will just absolutely settle the matter once and for all in regards to salvation. And you'll understand you're going to get what we call a Bible barrage. A Bible barrage. All right, in the meantime, somebody's going to answer the question. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Well, hi, David. It's Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. So great to hear your voice. I was talking about earlier in the show on the 1:30 hour. Don't know if you had a chance to hear that or not.
I did, and I'd like to thank you for that. That was a blessing.
No, you are a blessing to me, so I appreciate that. All right, thank you. I gave three or four hints. This person referenced in the New Testament. He's an Old Testament person. Additionally, he's got a very short name. And then on top of that, some people think employment. Who am I talking about?
Well, I thought that's who it was, and then you gave that final clue, and I knew for sure it's Job.
That is correct! And if you have never met anybody that looked in the Bible and thought that is Job, well, you are talking to one, because when I first became a Christian, somebody gave me a Bible. I looked in the Old Testament, looked at Job, and thought, great, I can get a job through this.
I thought it was Job too when I first saw it.
Yeah, I thought that'll solve a lot of problems.
Good job.
Excellent job. Thank you so much. Great job. I appreciate
it. Thank you. God bless you.
You too. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, what a fun show. I love this show. All right, so let me do this last portion, and you'll understand where I'm going. So they're just you're about to hear what we call a Bible barrage. Now just, you know, take a deep breath. Everything's fine. So right after we talked about this, Peter, verse 32, this Jesus whom God had raised up, which we are all witnesses, talked about that, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, talked about that, Jesus being the right hand of the God, doing the ministry of intercession, got that, having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out that which you now see and hear, talked about that in the last segment, verse 34, for David did not ascend into heaven, but he said himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies a footstool. Therefore, this is verse 36 in the big moment, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Jesus is not just the Savior. That would be the Christ part. In the Hebrew, that would be Messiah. That would be the Savior part. But he is also Lord, Master, and Ruler. And Peter's whole emphasis, and next week we'll get into what results from that, but his whole emphasis is all that other stuff you heard, all that other stuff you think, all that other stuff that's going on, I am telling you folks, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that the whom you crucified, Jesus, through the resurrection, has been declared both Lord and Christ. And this is, without a doubt, one of the most fantastic ways for us to understand that salvation, Jesus being Lord in Christ, is through Jesus Christ alone. And now, get ready for a very short Bible barrage. John 14:6, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Acts 4:12, and there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. 1 Timothy 2:5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains in him. Romans 10:9, because you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. John 10:9, I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved, and he will go in and out and find pasture. John 8:24, I told you that you would die in your sins, for unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Matthew 10:32-33, so everyone who acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge before my Father who is in heaven. Whoever denies me before men, I will also deny before my Father who is in heaven. Acts 13:38-39, let it be known to you therefore, brothers, that through this man forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you, and by him everyone who believes is freed from everything from which you could not be freed from the law of Moses. John 3:18, whoever believes in the Son is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already, because he's not believed in the name of the only Son of God. John 1:29, the next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. There are 12 verses right in a row telling you Jesus is the Lord and Jesus is the Christ. By the way, I have a whole nother set of scriptures that I could start going through. Just something like Acts 16:31, believe in the Lord Jesus, you will be saved, you and your household. anything along those lines. Acts 10:43, to him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The answer is Jesus. And that's the presentation that Peter meant. Peter goes through it, quotes the Old Testament, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, tells people what you're watching, what you're seeing. This is Holy Spirit-induced. All of this to what? To make sure you understand, most assuredly, without any question, without any reservation, the answer is Jesus Christ. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. He is the Christ. He is the Messiah. He is the way of salvation. And no one comes to the Father but through him. Period. And there's so many people that are going, roo, 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 roo. Like you want to argue with God? Argue. You're not going to win.
Woo, woo, you can't write a book.
No, he can create the universe, but he can't write a book. That's brilliant. Okay? Why don't you run for office or something? Here's the bottom line. That was cheap, but it was funny. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is Peter's whole presentation up to this point, his sermon, his declaration is all to this. It's Jesus. And then you sit there and you say, well, how can the answer always be more of Jesus? Because the answer is more of Jesus. He's not just somebody you think of and have an intellectual assent and think, ooh, cool, Jesus. You know that the devil believes Jesus is real, right? Demons believe Jesus is real, right? But there's a difference between believing that he exists and believing in him and being connected to him and having a relationship with him and surrendering to him, which is what he calls all of us to do, get this, if he's going to be our Lord. There's even people who say, well, he never said I'm the Lord. Jesus said specifically, you call me Lord and you are right, he said. He's the Lord and the Savior. It all points to Jesus, that in all things, he may have the preeminence. There you go. That's what that big first sermon was. When we talk about it next week, we're going to see what happens after that declaration is made. Don't you love this stuff? I do. All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back in 22 and a half hours. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.